Agricultural organizations this week sent a letter to members of the Senate who opposed recent legislation that would have revised EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule, urging them to support any future efforts to stop implementation of the rule. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman explains that recent Senate votes on WOTUS gave farm groups a list of senators to educate.
Well, the legislation that was intended to do what we would like, and that's to tell the EPA to dump the rule and start over again, that failed by a couple of votes. But it did put senators on record as to where they stood. The next vote, which was a resolution of disapproval, doesn't do what, you know, we would like ultimately, but it once again is another vote where senators stood up and said, yes, we support doing something versus not. We now have a target list, if you will, of senators to continue to work on, and that's a good thing. We still are looking for an opportunity to put a rider on a must-pass piece of legislation that the president, you know, frankly wouldn't want to veto, and that opportunity may present itself with some kind of omnibus legislation, but we'll have to wait and see. So we're continuing to push on the legislative front because that may be the quickest way of getting something done.
Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is less optimistic that Congress will be able to stop WOTUS.
Unfortunately, the Senate, even though they acted to invoke the Congressional Review Act to stop this particular rule, the president's going to veto it. And there are not enough votes to override that veto. So really, the Senate is not going to be able to fix this. So we are left in the hands of the federal court system. There are multiple lawsuits being filed and heard on this. And ultimately, they will make the final decision on whether or not the Waters of the United States rule stands. But that could take us 5 to 6 years before we get that decision.
And National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Wesley Spurlock of Texas also believes it will take litigation to change WOTUS.
This is a bad rule. It didn't give any clarity. It creates tremendous problems across the nation in knowing how to work with it. It's in the courts, and it probably will. It's going to be settled in the courts. We'll see if it's a new rule comes out, where it goes from there.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.